Arbitration for Meg Carney, MAECARNEY. Date of birth 3/26/93. Date of accident 1/18/2022. Date of service 3/11/2022. Mr. Meg Carney is a gentleman who was involved in an automobile accident. So she hit the driver side of the other car. The car was totaled and it led to headaches and dizziness, forgetfulness, confusion, loss of concentration, nausea and fearful of the event, as well as pain in the left side of the neck and left side of the lower back, with radiation to the left arm and left leg, posteriorly as soon as to dermatome fashion, and pain in the left, in the right knee. And according to the patient, now she's visiting. She's been on physical therapy. She reports that her pain in the knee is gone completely, and headaches are also quite improved, 90%, although she still has some loss of balance. Lower back pain is still present to the tune of 8. With radiation to the left buttock and left posterior thigh and left leg all the way to the ankle. Patient reports a 50 to 60% improvement in the symptoms. Areas that are affected are walking ability and work, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sleep and enjoyment of life are also affected, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that patient is suffering from currently difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, and loss of balance, but denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo. Patient denies any vision disturbance, double vision, no history of loss of memory, or lack of focus, or loss of equilibrium. In the pain and numbness, patient has problem in lower back pain with the numbness and tingling of the left leg, and lower back stiffness with difficulty walking, pain in the left knee. Oh, sorry, pain in the left knee. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, no history of blood or stool or difficulty swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that her pain has remained the same, although overall there is improvement in most symptoms. And no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ortran. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen, although she was not able to get her prescription filled last time. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 116 over 82, pulse is 58, pulse of 100, and the rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 2/8/2022, dictation number 0208-049. Plan of care is as follows. An MRI was ordered on the previous visit for left knee and the lumbar spine. The left knee MRI is available as follows. There is the edema of the superior lateral aspect of the Hoffa fat pad and a possible patellar tendon lateral femoral trochlear impingement. But on physical examination, there is none of this is present, so hence the MRI is completely normal. MRI for the lumbar spine is also available. It shows the bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, L3, L4, L5, L5, S1, compressing the thecal sac. The patient was advised to continue physical therapy for 90 days, and if it doesn't resolve, her pain, injection treatment will begin for cortisone injection, LESI, to bring some further relief. Our transcription department, initially I mentioned it is he. This patient is she, M-A-E-C-A-R-N-E-Y. She's a 28-year-old African-American female. Kindly make the changes in the beginning when I mentioned it was he. Thank you. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time, a gabapentin, 600 milligrams twice a day, tramadol 50 milligrams at night, PRN basis are provided for 15 days, naproxen 500 twice a day, scalexin 800 milligrams twice a day is provided for 30 days to refill, and the patient will be seen in a month's time. If she requires injection for LESI, they will be provided to her. Thank you.